Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those who don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from historical Augusta, Georgia. And things are hopping. Wow. You know, the first thing I want to do, I want to get the business out of the way. Number one, Tuesday night, this Tuesday at 7 p.m., is going to be a webinar that you don't want to miss. And if you've got even one person at your downline, one, you don't want to miss it, because there's going to be some incredible announcements that are being made by Geraldine. And many of you got a chance to meet with Geraldine in corporate. I'm going to talk about that next. Oh, but right before that, I want everybody to know that I will be in Indianapolis. It's our first KZ1 meeting, and that is going to be this week on Thursday. For any of these events, of course, if you go to KZ1 Central, you'll be able to see, as most of these are listed, in as timely manner as is possible. Well, folks, I tell you, we just had an epic event that happened over in West Palm Beach, Florida, because it is now official. KZ1 had our grand opening. As a matter of fact, we did our ribbon cutting, where we had a lot of people there. And I'm sorry for the whistle in the background. That's what happens when you go to historical sites. But anyway, we had a lot of people there with us. I mean, we literally filled the room. The corporate office is beautiful with a gorgeous view. And we went over there with a large group of people, both people that had experience in the industry, a lot that did not have any experience in the industry. But what I've done here today on this call is I have asked a few people that were there just to get their thoughts and what happened to them over there. So anyway, with that, I'm going to start the call as we go across the country over to North Carolina. And I know, Becky, you've been in network marketing. You've been a success. You've been to a lot of events before. If you could, in a minute or two, just... And by the way, those of you that are on the speakerphone that are not speaking at this moment, if you could just mute your phone, it will make this call crystal clear for the rest of us. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over, and Becky, just share your thoughts, what you saw here, what made you excited.
Thank you, Eddie. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, like Eddie said, we just got back from a fantastic ribbon-cutting grand opening of KZ1 in beautiful West Palm Beach. The office is, you go to the meeting room, and it's open windows. You can see the water in West Palm Beach. It's a beautiful sight, and I encourage anyone that can get there to visit the corporate office to do that. And the things we heard and we saw there, if there has ever been a time, if you are in this industry, and those that are on this call that are not yet in this industry, this is it. The time is it. The things that are lined up, the things that are happening, it is outrageous. I've been in the industry 10 years, and I have never been more excited, have never experienced the things I'm experiencing right now, right from the beginning. And for those of you that have positions that they're not active right now, I encourage you, you want to get to building your organization, because things are getting ready to hit momentum in a big way. We have the Hawaii promotion running. I'm telling you, we're going to see so many of you guys in Hawaii, because they are doing everything they can with that point system to help us get there. And later on the call, you'll be hearing some other things that are happening with the teams and the organization. I have a very special gentleman that's going to be on the call later, and I'll let him fill you in on all that. But Eddie, thank you so much for everything that you've done. And I just want to say to Gregory Jansen as well, thank you for caring enough about me to share this opportunity with me so I have a chance to experience something of a lifetime. So, Eddie, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you so much, Becky, and I appreciate you being here and all the hard work you're doing. You know, network marketing isn't get rich quick. It is, however, can be get rich, and it takes some time. And, Becky, your day is coming, I promise you. Well, now I'm going to go across the country. So she had mentioned Gregory. I'm going to just say that Gregory Jansen has been in the industry of network marketing for years. He has had success in the industry. He's also had success in in regular business, and I know that I've known Gregory for years now. We've been to events together, but Gregory, if you could take a minute or two and just share with people what you were feeling during this event.
Yes, Eddie, a spectacular event. Thank you, Becky. But, yeah, just beautiful offices, a beautiful building with a $1 million view, I'll tell you what. And what's very interesting is the people that KZ1 is now attracting. I mean, we had a couple of professional athletes there from basketball and from tennis and some major network marketers. So things are starting to happen. And I like what Nick always says, you know, it's about the DX. It's about the distributors. It's, you know, we are important to KZ1. And also what Nick said is the wow factor. I mean, wow for the ribbon cutting, wow for the view, the customer service, the boxes, these products, just outstanding products. So it's just something, we have something special here that's going to take off, and it's wonderful. I want to thank, you know, Robert, Nick, Geraldine, Eddie, Hollywood, so everybody that was there, and even that guy in the orange shirt. So thank you, Eddie. Back to you.
All right, Gregory, and by the way, just FYI, that guy in the orange shirt signed us into the business, and he's already working it. So, you know,
hey,
you never know who you're supposed to speak to. Drew got him. All right, well, what I want to do now is I'm going to go across the country. She's from Lubbock, Texas. I guess she's in Georgia right now visiting her kids and grandchildren, a special Mother's Day. And she is a pro. I mean, she's been in network marketing, I think, as long as I have. She's seen it all. And we were speaking yesterday. Karen from Texas, if you would take a second and share with people, what do you find different? What did you see there that is different than anything you've seen before in all your years in network marketing?
Well, thank you, Eddie. Thank you for having me on this call, and thank you for the opportunity that Mike Fletcher has led me down this path. But I think the thing that I took away, my big takeaway from the time in West Palm, is that you can have, I've always believed that you can have a great product, and I was always product driven through network marketing. But I find taking a step back and seeing that you have to have a strong front base, and front base, I mean the people that are driving the force. Robert Kelly, Nick, and Geraldine, and when you come in contact with them and you see that they are the real deal, you see that they have the everything in place, you see that they have the knowledge, and they have the vision, and they have the passion. And so what I took away from the launch was that I see something I've never seen before in many of the network marketing businesses that I've been involved in, is that there's always a great product out there, but you don't see what we have leading this company, and that is huge to me. And I came back with an excitement knowing that not only do we have those people driving this force, but we've got amazing products. And when you put those two combinations together, Eddie, it's a win-win. And so I am so thrilled. I'm excited, and I'm ready to get back and get going and just share with my team what I have learned and ask them to give me another chance after a couple bad breaks that I've had in network marketing. But I know that this is the real deal. Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. And enjoy your family out there. And you're such an asset to this team, as all these people on this call are today. So now I want to go to a guy. I'm going to call him a big network marketer. Not just because he's made a lot of money in network marketing, but the man is tall. So anyway, he has recently just joined us. He had a big team to come look at our business. And with that, I'm going to go over into the great state of Georgia. Nate, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Nate, well, good morning, and you're such an asset to the team. You're a guy that is certainly wanted by a lot of network marketing companies, and you have your choice. Leaders have choices. Just curious, what was it that you saw at this event, that your team saw at this event, that made you go home and really start to really ramp up and work with a passion?
Actually, it was the chemistry. I've been involved in networking for quite a while, and like someone said earlier, you have companies with good products, you have companies with, you know, good comp plans, but it's the chemistry of the people. The people I met at the event, the people that I have talked to over the phone from the home office and going there and so forth, it was just wonderful. You know, culture makes the business, and from what I'm seeing of this culture, it's awesome. The most money I ever made in network marketing was more not because of the product, well, it was because of the culture of the company, the mixture of the people. And I see that here, and I love it. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I look forward to working with you guys in the future.
We love you too, Nate, and I can't wait to start traveling to Georgia and Illinois for your teams as they're getting up off the ground. You are truly a great leader. Speaking of great leaders, I want to speak to our great leader from the state of New York. Mary Bell is just always on the go. She had two guests come to this thing. Both of these guests signed up with gold packages. Mary Bell don't fool around. So anyway, good morning, Mary Bell. And if you could just maybe share a little bit of your excitement of what you see happening right here with KZ1.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Eddie and everybody. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be back in Florida in our headquarters. Now we're still traveling back home to New York. We're actually in North Carolina right now. So it's a 2 day on the road to go and 2 days to be back home. But, you know, like perseverance to be successful. But I am truly excited with KZ1. Because of the business, but, you know, the mixture, people, incredible people. I just want to thank you again, you know, like if you are, you know, like experiencing the millionaire life, having and having dinner. So thank you for all the experiences again. I'm very proud to be with KZ1, and it's because there's one that other networking have, that we have. It is having one Eddie Freeman with a big heart and with a big pocket, who's very willing to help everybody become successful like him. So thank you again for all the experiences. We're excited to be home. I thought I cannot do this anymore because of my job, but if there is a will, there is a way. So thank you, and I'm really excited.
Well, Mary Bell, thank you so much. And Mary Bell is going to be doing a meeting with the two new prospects here in Los Angeles. So Mary Bell is really going coast to coast now. She's got people in L.A., California, New York, and you're going to be hearing a lot about Mary Bell and her husband David in their future. Well, now I want to go across the country, over to the state of Virginia. I mean, Drew is just the epitome of the guy that is coachable, that is hardworking, and there we all were, 30-something of us, at the Hilton Hotel, and Drew had the presence of mind to actually recruit somebody, and son of a gun, none of us thought the guy was even going to come into business. We thought he was just there for the free lunch, and the next thing we know, he's signing up. He's going over to the company, and he's ready to roll. So, Drew, good morning. And if you could just share with us a little bit your thoughts about where's KZ1 today.
Hey, good morning, Eddie, and good morning, everybody on the call. It's my pleasure to be here. For me, I've been in the industry of network marketing since 1987, and I've seen a lot. And I guess I could use two words to describe what's going on with KZ1 and being there this last week. I want to second everything that everybody said so far. And what I want to do is say one word that reiterates what Gregory said earlier is wow, the wow factor. What we have here is the wow factor. And the other word I'd like to use is a four-letter word, and I know Eddie's used it quite a few times on his training call, and that word is work. We need to go to work because we have something so large in front of us, and we have so many things to work with, what Robert and Nick and Geraldine and everybody's put together and the scientific team. We need to go to work. For me, as soon as I got off of your call, Eddie, when you announced the ribbon cutting ceremony, as soon as I got off the call, what did I do? I text you and I told you I would be there. Immediately after that, what I did was I went out, and it took me about 15 minutes to convince my wife to fly down with me because I wanted her to see the vision. And that's what this is all about. It's the vision. Everything that everyone said on this call, you know, so far today, it's about the vision and what's being done here with this company. This is what I've been waiting for my entire network marketing career. Everything that I've done and everything that I've succeeded in other companies and what I've failed to do has prepared me for this time. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I am working. That's the bottom line. That four-letter word, work. And I appreciate you, Eddie, and everything you did for us down there and getting everything together. And I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Thank you very much, Eddie.
Drew, thank you so much. And, you know, what Drew says is so true in regards to working. You know, I promise you this. None of you on this phone woke up one morning thinking, boy, would I like to be part of a network marketing company. And wouldn't it be great if they could have, like, a one-of-a-kind product like the curcumin and you could absorb it and a product that, you know, helps to reset your immune system. I mean, no, none of us did. All of us were recruited. And that only happens with work, and that only happens with picking up the phone, talking to people, using the walking and talking method like Drew did so effectively over in West Palm Beach. Or, of course, then you've got cold market. But the bottom line is work is the key. And speaking of working, I don't know anybody that works harder than Janice over in Dallas, Texas. Janice seen me in my rags. She's seen me in my riches to rags and rags to riches story. And she's been with me in a few network marketing companies. And she seemed relatively excited over in West Palm. So with that, Janice, if you would kind of share your thoughts, what's going through your mind, literally hearing the people on this call and what's going on with KZ1?
Well, thanks, Eddie, for having me on the call. And the first thing that goes through my mind is that everything I was going to say has already been said. So
that's not a chance. I've known you too long for that, Janice.
Well, I was going to second it, everything, until Drew said it. So I'm going to second it. And so with that, I just want to say, wow, like Greg said earlier. Like Robert says, like Nick says, wow. And, you know, here's the thing, Eddie. I was reluctant to going at first because, you know, I first thought about the money, the time. I mean, I literally flew in Monday night, and I went to the meeting, and I flew out Tuesday night and was back at work at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So that in and of itself is sometimes difficult, the timing of everything. But I'm so glad that I did, because you know what? We talk about being a leader, and it's always great to be a leader because we have to take that responsibility for our own business, our own company. But it's sometimes very good to be a follower. But what you have to do is watch who and what you're following. And there is no better company to be following than KZ1 right now, and no better people to follow and Robert Kelly, our CEO, Nick Engstrom, our global operations, Geraldine, the GM of USA, and, of course, you setting the example for all the distributors out there so that we can reach that DX factor and be part of that DX factor that Nick talks about. So here's the thing. I'm going to quickly try and get all this out because I have a lot to say. I took 5 pages of notes. Anytime you get in front of leaders, don't just sit there and listen to what they're saying. Take notes, because there's so much said, there's so much information shared, you're going to forget some of those things. As a matter of fact, I went back through them this morning, and some of the things that I heard Robert Kelly say, the two things that really stood out that I wanted to share today, is that he said, don't make this just a business. Make this a cause to change the world. And we've got those products and the company to be able to do that. He also said the MLM is critical to the world. Don't think of it as the rat business, as what apparently Japan thinks of it as. But you think of it as being critical to the world because everybody is turning to the Internet to do their shopping. And y'all make it so easy. KZ1 makes it so easy. And then the thing that Nick said to me is our products. One plus one product equals three, because our products all work together as well as being able to stand alone. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you. But thank you, Jan Wins, for staying after me for years to get back in this business, but certainly to choose the best company that I could be part of. And thank you, Eddie, for being there, all the things that you do constantly. And I know that it gets tough in the trenches sometimes. Thanks, LaLanya, for really pushing us to have our calls on Tuesday night. So, everyone, I enjoyed meeting you, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in Hawaii and also at the top walking across the stage. Have a great day.
Aloha. Thank you so much, Janice. Very, very well said. You know, we've heard now Janice and Drew and Gregory talking about that wow factor. And, you know, Nick's the one that brought it to us. I mean, literally, you need a product with a wow. You need that. And you know what? Nick's the one that went out and got us Dr. Hannon. And I tell you something, I'm wow for that. You know, everybody's got their role to play in this company. We have it on the phone. But anyway, what I want to do right now is go all the way across the country over to the state of Louisiana. Mike Fletcher has come in this thing like gangbusters, and he's also pro in network marketing. And, Mike, if you would share just a little bit about what's going on in business and, you know, what you see happening, where your excitement level is right now.
All right, Eddie. I appreciate that. Man, it's great to be on this call today. I appreciate you letting me be able to speak, but the main thing I wanted to speak about today is when I was in West Palm. Well, first off, at the network marketing companies I've been in the past, there seems to be a lot of hype with zero substance, and just hype, always hyping things up. But when I went to West Palm and I listened to Robert Kelly speak, I mean, there was no hype. It was just very professional. It was very precise. I mean, he was the epitome of a business person, like nothing I've ever seen. And then being able to speak to a man who took Apple Computer to Japan and did $2 billion in sales, and to see that level of professionalism at the top of our company blew me away. And then when Nick got up to speak, and the professionalism of Nick, the professionalism of Geraldine, guys, I was absolutely blown away. And I don't mean to sound like I'm getting emotional or anything with what I'm about to say, but this is truly happened to me. As I was sitting at that table, my eyes started to well up with tears. I mean, literally, it wasn't because somebody said something that was crazy and emotional. It wasn't even an emotional time. But I sat there and my eyes welled up in tears, because all I could think of was, wow, I am finally, out of all the network marketing companies with all the hype that I've been around, I have finally got to the place to where I have met a professional company that I know and I can put my trust in, and that I know that no matter how hard I work, 10 years from now, these guys aren't going to let this thing go down. I mean, it's not going to go down tomorrow. I mean, this company is going to be there and be there for the long haul. And then to hear them speak, I guess the biggest thing I took away was hear them speak about our products, talking about our products as if it was Apple. Because talking about how, you know, Apple cell phones, iPhones, you have a 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, 5, you know, Apple 5, Apple 6, Apple 7, and talk about how our products are going to be just like that. They're not settling with, an Edge 1. I mean, they're going to have an Edge 2, an Edge 3. They're going to continually make our products better, and that's just unheard of in this industry. So, Eddie, I was really excited about the professionalism. I was excited about the business people, the business-mindedness that I saw. And I'll just turn it back over to you with that, Eddie. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, Mike, what a great, great point. You know, I've been around network marketing for years, and to my knowledge, I could be wrong, but I don't think there's ever been a network marketing company started out and run by a guy like Robert Kelly, a real corporate guy, a real CEO of a company. And he does, you know, if you look at it, he kind of runs this company like Apple. And I think that's a pretty good model to follow. So anyway, with that, you know, so many people talk about her. You've been to KZ1 Central. You know, you've seen that she recently hit Jade. Since we started KZ1, you know, no one's really hit Jade yet. And I know there's going to be others coming up the ranks and hitting Pearl and Ruby, and I know that the next diamond in this company is on the phone right now. Trust me, there's not a doubt in my mind that that is going to happen. So what I'm going to do now is turn the call over. She is here in the state of Georgia with her daughter and her granddaughter, and with that, Melania, if you wouldn't mind getting on the call.
Good morning. I am so proud, is the word that I thought of, proud to be on the call and proud to be part of this company. It's, you know, it's interesting because, you know, here we are, right? Here we all are, and everything that everyone said is so, it's so powerful because it's so true. It's so authentic. It's so real. Talk about, you know, welling up with tears in your eyes. Absolutely. It's really amazing to me. And I was kind of reflecting on some of the things that were talked about when we were there that Robert had said too, just like Janice had mentioned about, you know, taking the notes. Brick and mortar is going away. And for those of you that maybe did some old school retail like myself, right? But what we isn't going away is that sense of connection, that sense of community, and that sense of family. And we really, we have it here. We have it with KZ1. And for me, going to the opening of the new office, having everyone there, it just gave me that sense once again, a completeness of that this is a family. This is where we want to be. This is what's going to happen. This is happening. And I think Becky said, if you're not active, get active. Agreed. At a farmer's market this morning, and I'm thinking, these are entrepreneurs. Here they are at the farmer's market walking through. I already got like 5 business cards. I don't think there's enough hours in the day, Eddie. I don't think to share it with enough people quick enough, because I want everybody to be on board doing this with us, enjoying this ride in Hawaii and all the, you know, 3.0s and 5.0s to infinity. Well, I really appreciate it. Again, I'm proud. Thanks for letting me join the call this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm proud of you. And it figures that you were the one that enrolled Drew, because you both run it off at the walking and talking market. I know that Jan and Jill were out there, the walking and talking market. Man, people are everywhere. Well, it was the one person on this call. Leo Pappas, many of you heard him on our call last week. Leo and his wife, Cynthia, have been in network marketing now for, I think it's about 40 years. They've got 23 grandchildren between them, which is why she couldn't come to this last event. Leo also had some private time to spend with Robert and Nick and Geraldine. And Leo, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of share what's going on with your team, where the excitement is, and, you know, in your first, 13 days in our company.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the beautiful state of Ohio, where the Ohio State Buckeyes are, of course, a winning tradition. And just like the Buckeyes, I'm going to keep on that winning tradition with the team that I was lucky enough, because my wife spoke to Becky, to become part of. You know, somebody earlier said something about, well, I was going to say this, and of course, you know, somebody else said it. How would you like to be last? I tell you what, just from what I heard, if you listened, you know, we're all over the country already, and in a very short period of time, when I arrived, let's say this, in West Palm Beach, in a very short period of time, I seen people just on fire. But the neat thing about it, it wasn't hype. I mean, these were people with compassion, people that were part of a team, as my wife would say, our extended family. And just being able to feel comfortable, to feel at home. You know, in our 40 years, we became part of some families, quote, companies, I should say, that there was jealousy. And actual hatred. And if you are not in my line, get out of line. You know, not here. You know, upon one of the first people I met with Drew, he said, oh, Leo, by the way, you're from Canton? I enrolled a guy from Canton. Would it be okay if, you know, he came to you? Absolutely. Absolutely. This thing is one of the most powerful waves, if you want to catch a wave, momentum, or whatever you want to call it, that I've seen in 40 years. I had the pleasure of and everybody's willing to help. Do you know, in this little 13 days, Cindy and I are blessed with a friend who is able to contribute greatly in Hong Kong. In a matter of moments, Eddie had us on the phone, you know, with Nick, with Geraldine, with everything took place, bam, bam, bam. And on Monday, a great leader of ours will be in Hong Kong, you know, where Judy, who the general manager over there, have done everything in her power to make sure things go great. You know, Cindy and I are new to this company. We haven't done anything. But let me tell you this. When I walked into the office, to the meeting room where I had the ability of sitting down with Robert, I felt like I was going to the principal's office at first. Oh, man, what did I do? The comfort level was fantastic. This man sat across from me with his team, our team, and it was like talking to an old friend. Geraldine was there. Nick was there. Becky was there. Greg was there. It was a team. It was a team. And, you know, the people that we met were just as professional and as friendly, from the great Hollywood, who spent 11 years with the Harlem Globetrotters and soon will be making history, and to everyone. You know, some of our people on this call didn't get to make it, but they will be at the next one, I can assure you, because Marzetta out of Chicago, if she has to walk, she's going to be there. So much excitement, so much energy, second to none. Eddie, it's been a long time, a very long time, since I've seen people with a heart, with a vision, such teamwork. It almost leaves, you know, me speechless. So I'm just really happy that my wife was smart enough to respond to Becky. I had the ability to now meet so many other great, great people. Nate, thank you for sharing, you know, the vision, because we don't sell anything. We're not going to convince anybody. We have a vision. If you see what we see, welcome aboard. This is going to be one heck of a journey. With that, Eddie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Leo, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you that took time out of your Saturday and time away from your families to both participate in this call and listen to this call. As I stated before, everybody has a role in this company. You know, we are a unit. There's no question about it. We are a family. The culture that we are going to have, starting with Robert Kelly and going all the way down to us, it's everybody helping everybody, that one-for-all feeling. I mean, think of it. When was the last time you were on a call with a network marketing company and everybody's just referred to as a first name and you know who they are? I mean, that's kind of incredible. And so that's who we are, folks. And we've got it all. Every piece of the puzzle is here. And now, as Jana said, now it's up to you to work, because it's not going to happen by itself. It's going to happen with hard work by all of us. So with that, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I love you guys. Do not miss Geraldine's call on Tuesday, because there's some announcements that are going to be made that are going to be absolutely wonderful to help you build your business, as it will help all of us build ours. So with that, thank you all, and I'm sure you'll be on the call Tuesday. I'll be in Indianapolis Thursday, and baby, next Saturday. And one last thing for all of you, make sure you say hi to your mom. As my mom always said to me, you've only got one mother, and remember her on Mother's Day. Love you guys, and take it away. Bye. Take care, everybody. We love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.